things, my respected friends and brothers, were the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and these things are still with us. Ramadan is gone, we can say al-wida to Ramadan, but these gifts are all with us. They have not departed, my respected friends and brothers. So we must very seriously ask ourselves that I must not show disrespect, non-appreciation, irresponsibility towards these things. What I need to now do is ensure that whatever I have acquired, I continuously use it. We did mention in the starting that when Ramadan starts, when Ramadan comes, it is the starting of a season. So we can say that season, though it has ended, it's not the end of everything. It is now the beginning of another season. It is now the season of us who have been strengthened and who have become more diligent in our spiritual aspects. It is now a season for us to go out and meet the challenges that are there. Ramadan trained us as such to meet the challenges out there. We said that every new season that comes upon a person, it is in fact an opportunity for him to revive and rejuvenate himself. It's no sense we have trained ourselves in so many ways to meet the challenges out there, and now we take our training and we put it away. The real proof of how good the training was, how good the training in Ramadan was, will show itself when we are faced with challenges out there. When there will be opportunities of sinning, of breaking the orders of Allah, of committing haram, of losing our temper, of doing our Muslim brothers down, and all these things, these challenges will be there. Now we can't say, you know what, it's no longer Ramzan, so I can now lie. And it's no longer Ramzan, so I can cheat. It's no longer Ramzan, I can start doing all my haram things. No, my respected friends and brothers. Ramadan trained us to abstain from all these things. That word, la'allakum tattaqoon, is exactly this. So when we're out of Ramadan, we take our certificate. And now the real proof of how much training had taken place in the camp will manifest itself. And at all moments and all junctures, we must continuously remind ourselves that I had been trained, subhanallah. The purification that we have acquired in this month, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving us, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announcing our purification, all the actions that we undergo and we do, we purify ourselves. Our example is like that person who is now, crossed a huge river. For 30 days he was in this fast flowing, pure river that has got no dirt in it. And now we have reached the other end of the river where we are now cleansed and purified. Now when a person is cleansed and purified, then what is the challenge and responsibility for him? To stay cleansed and to stay purified. He must be a biggest fool and a biggest foolish person who says, I'm very clean now, only to see how much I can now start dirtying myself again. Once you come out of the bathroom and you clean yourself, then you don't go and dirty yourself again. Once you put on clean clothes, you don't go and dirty the clothes again. So once we have cleansed and purified ourselves, after having been in this river, as we want to call it, for 30 days, subhanallah, we are now, mashallah, cleansed and purified, my respected friends and brothers. So, the things that have been taught to us, amongst them, one is the aspect of sabr. When we were in the month of Ramadan, if there was one action that was highlighted in our training, was to exercise patience and restraint voluntarily. The food was there, mashallah. It was open. The fridge was there. From after Zohar, a certain time, the savouries are there already. They have been prepared. But we exercise the restraint and we don't take any food and put in our mouth. The water is there. Our partners, our spouses are there. But for the pleasure and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being in front of us, we exercise restraint and we don't go anywhere near those things. So we have given ourselves now training in sabr. And this same sabr is now going to come and the various challenges are going to come our way. When we are going to be out of Ramadan, we still have to exercise sabr. One is sabr on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's called sabr ala ta'a. That when we have to carry out the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at that time sometimes it becomes very difficult for us. Alhamdulillah, in Ramadan, we went through the most difficult motions, you know, to get up so early in the morning, and then to come out for Fajr Salah, which people were not maybe doing during the rest of the year, and then making sure we are in the masjid for all the other Salat. So we exercise sabr. We said, for the pleasure of Allah, I'm going to do it. Now, my respected friends and brothers, that same sabr on the obedience of Allah, that same sabr on undergoing whatever difficulty, fulfilling the orders and the commands of Allah, must accompany us out of Ramadan. Then we have sabr anil ma'asiyah. We restrain ourselves from sin. We were continuously reminded, no, I'm in the state of fasting. I must be careful. You know, I got roza. I must not break my roza, spiritually speaking, by doing anything haram or doing anything wrong. Voluntarily, we kept ourselves and we trained ourselves for 30 days. My respected friends and brothers, that same sabr must now come and help us. That Allah for whom we had exercised the sabr in the month of Ramadan, that Allah is still there. That Allah who we were pleasing in the month of Ramadan, who we wanted to come close to through our action of sabr, that Allah subhanallah is still there. So we keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us. And again, it brings us to the word, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. تَتَّقُونَ is consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One other outstanding aspect of the month of Ramadan is that it inherently has got in it the element of, you know, transformation. It transforms a person. Anyone who, for example, does not know it's the month of Ramadan, and if they see us, they don't know it's Ramadan, they will see a difference in us. We will feel the difference. If we have to make a chart and see how many extra things we have done in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we have undergone a transformation. Now let us not reverse that transformation and go back to pre-Ramadan. My respected brothers, we must sustain the transformation and improve on it. There are two things that are very clear with regard to transformation in the month of Ramadan. One is, Allah Ta'ala chose the month of Ramadan for the revelation of the Quran al-Kareem. The Quran, when it was revealed, it was for the transformation of mankind. And that Quran, there's a lot of noise in the back there as usual. Can somebody just caution the children there, please? Somebody can please ask those children to be quiet, they can't hear me. There's a lot of noise there. Jazakallah. Allah reward you, brother. So much of noise. I can see you from here. Jazakallah. So this transformation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to bring for mankind in the form of the Quran, that Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. So Ramadan got in it inherently the element and the essence of transformation. We are changed. We have changed, my respected friends and brothers. We don't allow ourselves now to have a setback and to go into retrogression. Another thing also, the most important and outstanding battle of Islam that clearly showed the difference between truth and falsehood was the Battle of Badr. And it was fought right in the middle of Ramadan, 17th of Ramadan. The Battle of Badr is that battle in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly spelled out and distinguished between haq and batil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one place has referred to it as Yawm al-Furqan, the day of distinction. So now we are also supposed to let that same distinction come in us through this transformation. That I was something else before Ramadan, I am now going to be something else when Ramadan has come and after Ramadan also. So it has got in it this essence, mashallah, of continuous transformation. Let it not be that we now say, okay, it was okay, I had a good training session, and now I'm going to go back to all my old tricks and do all my wrong things. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Then, my respected friends and brothers, there was another thing that was very strong in the daily routine of Ramadan with the fasting and that was of steadfastness and discipline. I know when non-Muslims who don't know better about our fasting, when they say, what is your Ramadan about? And when we tell them, the one word, mostly I have noticed that has come out from their tongue, they say, but that requires discipline. When we tell them what we have to do with fasting and that. So that is what Ramadan has actually instilled in us. We must know that we have disciplined ourselves. It was 1 minute left before iftar and we did not put that khajur in our mouth. And it was 1 minute after Sehri and we realized the time was up and we did not eat anymore, though we were maybe still hungry, maybe we needed to drink the water, whatever. That was a discipline that was instilled in us. And the rest of the day, the consciousness of past disciplined us in various aspects of abstaining from the disobedience of Allah, in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers, this steadfastness and this discipline has been taught to us. We don't throw it away at this time. It must remain throughout the year. The real challenges are going to come now. You know, I tell my Jamaat brothers, you know, when they are in Jamaat, mashallah, very strict with all the program of the Jamaat. They'll never miss namaz, mashallah. Kitab reading on time, ta'lim on time, zikr on time, gersht, everything. These are my brothers, my friends. When they come back, they say, give me nasihat. I say, brother, it was very easy to do what you are doing in the path of Allah. The real challenge for you now is to make sure that you are still steadfast on this program that you were put through, which has changed the direction of your life. So in the same way, my brothers, it was quite easy. Everybody was fasting. Everybody was doing things together. Now we will again be on the loose, you know, off the leash, as we say. And this is the time now that we still keep ourselves as though we are in Ramadan mode. And we try and keep ourselves disciplined at all times. And one thing about Ramadan, it has not only trained us. You must remember this. Don't take it lightly. We were trained, not only trained, but it created in us a capability and a strength to withstand the challenges out there. We have become stronger. We were not just training, we have become stronger. So let that strength come to the fore, my respected friends and brothers. Let it assist us. Shaitan is going to be set loose one of these days. Our nafs was with us all the time, but we kept it subdued because of the various actions of Ramadan. It is now going to be also acting very, very forward and going to be acting very rebellious as such. So we will ensure that we do not allow it to get the better of us. We must say, I have now become stronger. And we must know that we are stronger. Let us feel the difference. Like we say, my brothers, if we are just waiting to be out of Ramadan, just out of the camp, and then put away all our training and go back to all our old ways, then the whole object was defeated. Alhamdulillah, the obligation of fast was there. The obligation of fast was fulfilled. But we got the sawab for it also. But the benefit of those fasts and the benefit of all the other actions, if it doesn't carry us forward, then my brothers, the exercise has been defeated. And when we are conscious, lastly, of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are conscious of the commands of Allah ta'ala and the rights of Allah ta'ala, then let us not shirk our responsibilities to the rights of mankind. Yesterday before iftar in our program, we spoke about huququl ibad, the rights of human beings. So we don't do anything as far as our interaction is concerned where we violate the rights and the honor and we trample on the property of people. We take away their respect by our tongue or we do something else in terms of doing them down. We abstain from all those type of things, saying hurtful things, whatever it might be. That is also part of the training of the month of Ramadan where we have to keep a total leash on our tongues and take special care that we do not cause any kind of harm and hurt to our Muslim brothers. My brothers, alhamdulillah, we are aware that the mashwara was made that inshallah we will have our Eid Salah on the at the Muslim school grounds. Now, it is cold, I must tell you that, but it is not unbearably cold. This whole week we were monitoring the cold and the chill factor. So we have taken a few things into account. Only two times in the year we have the opportunity where we get all the Muslimin from all walks of life, all the background, different parts, different countries, to be on one platform behind one imam. My brothers, this is such a powerful manifestation of Islamic unity and solidarity, my brothers. So we can't just allow that to go away. So even if we are in the masjid, that same ambience is not felt as it is felt there. And we know the sunnah of Eidgah, the masla of Eidgah and grounds and stadium, we need that for some other people to talk about. All the ulama and the muftis have given the permission that we can use that place, so we're not going into that discussion. So alhamdulillah, we want all our Muslim brothers. That is why though it is cold, we have actually extended our Eid Salah to a very late time, right up till 8:30. So that inshallah it will get a bit hot. So it will be a bit cold. But alhamdulillah, we all are in possession of more than one jersey, I'm sure. So inshallah, just warm ourselves up. It won't be a very long time. And we're asking you in the name of Qurbani and Sabr, which was part of our Ramadan training, to please be there without moaning and groaning. You know, when Eid is a bit, in the hot days also, we'll find some guys, Norman, hey, it's so late. You know, the sun starts coming down on us. But you're squealing when it's hot, you're squealing when it's cold. So somebody has to squeal all the time. Let us not squeal. Let us be quiet. And for the sake of unity, for the sake of keeping these aspects in our mind, let us bear that little bit cold. Yes, if it gets very, very chill and very cold, inshallah, we will ensure that we will bring the Eid Salah into the masjid. So let us ensure we are there. The second thing, my brothers, is we have the Eid meal there for the past few years. Don't let it be some, you know, activity that is some charity for some people and not for others. We want all our brothers to be there, mull around with the crowd. Even if you are not partaking of the meals, be with everybody there, my respected friends and brothers. Meet them, give them a smile, give some kind of assistance. Now what happens is one group are gone there and others are gone home, and the others, a few volunteers that we don't want that. We really, this is the time, my respected friends and brothers, as the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to embrace each other, acknowledge each other, and let each other feel our imani warmth, my brothers. So let us be there also. And in addition to that, what we need are the volunteers. Alhamdulillah, we've got such good groups of volunteers when certain things happen here, our Qabristan Jamaat, may Allah give you the greatest of rewards when the funeral takes place. How everything's in place, the janaza, the ghusl, getting the body released, the traffic brothers, everything is in order. It is so efficiently run. Allah reward all of them, and we need more volunteers there also. Likewise, it will not take us more than half an hour to volunteer ourselves, and for the sake of pleasing Allah Ta'ala, for pleasing our Muslim brothers, be there, volunteer and help in the serving, and inshallah, get the thing cleared up, the ASAP. So inshallah, let us see that we also volunteer. And while it is a cold day, we are making a special arrangement for those people who do feel more cold, elderly. Some masjids and idgahs, they say the elderly don't want to sit in the tent. They still want to sit near the imam, though it is cold. Alhamdulillah, they are very brave old people also. So we are putting up a tent with some patio heaters, which we appeal to our older people to use, and we appeal to our younger brothers to let them use it. And if we are but cold-blooded young people, then we can also use it after the old people have got their place there, inshallah. And lastly, my brothers, lastly, we have announced Operation Winter. This year we mentioned that we will not be giving blankets, we will be giving out jerseys and tracksuits, whatever it might be. So we have identified a school, and we will be giving even shoes, inshallah. We've got their class list. We are in the process of just collecting all the things, and it will be a bit of a tedious thing, but inshallah we will get it done there. So that particular campaign is still open. It's still the month of Ramadan. If we want to increase our reward, we know the reward of Nafil is increased to a faraz. So reward rates are very, very high at the moment. Let us give towards that Operation Winter. And inshallah, immediately when the school opens, we will go and distribute it. We have already liaised with the school. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of us. Jazakumullah. Oh yes, there's a bus. Just one more thing. A bus for the brothers of Mshluzi, so that we can get them here on time. That will be starting out there. We have got a notice put up in Mshluzi, and inshallah that bus will be coming, stopping at various points, bringing all of them here to the masjid, to the Eidgah, inshallah.